The prayer, Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen. Amen.
Acknowledgement of country. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. I formally declare this meeting of the Council of the City of Perth open. Are there any apologies?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner. We have Paul Crosetta, Director of Construction and Maintenance, as an apology, and Chair of Commissioners.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Are there any questions from the public?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Are there any questions from the floor? No. Are there any questions from the floor this evening? Thank you. And are there any deputations this evening?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner. A deputation request has been received from Ms. Alice Brown and John Monarco in relation to item 13.1, which in short is the reconsideration of the change of use for the dog daycare centre.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. I'd like to invite Ms. Alice Brown to present, please.
Good evening. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today. I'm presenting on item 13.1 relating to the proposed doggy daycare centre in West Perth. My name is Alice Brown and I am the chairperson and resident of the Iceworks Strata Company located at 611 Murray Street in West Perth. I'm joined by John Monarco, who is the chairman of the Parliament Court Strata Complex at 1076 Hay Street, and I'll be speaking on behalf of both complexes. We're presenting to you today because residents and owners remain deeply concerned about this proposal. For all intents and purposes, this proposal is a 60-dog kennel in an inner-city residential and office area, just a few doors down from Parliament House and within 40 metres of a residential apartment complex and nearby offices. As you already identified in your initial refusal of the application in April, the proposal has serious noise and amenity implications. Considering the City of Perth's planning scheme has no definition of kennel, it would be fair to assume that the City did not think such a use would be needed or contemplated in the CBD. The City of Gosnells Town Planning Scheme defines a kennel as any land or buildings used for the boarding, keeping and or breeding of more than two dogs, and we believe this proposal matches that definition. In the City of Gosnells, it's worth noting, and other local governments with similar uses, a kennel is a prohibited use in the mixed use and commercial zones. In fact, the City of Gosnells scheme has a separate kennel zone which requires each kennel to have a minimum lot area of 4,000 square metres and has a 500 metre buffer zone for sensitive land uses. This proposal seeks to cater for 60 dogs in a confined space of just 720 square metres, neighbouring residential, retail and office land uses. Notwithstanding that the city scheme has no kennel definition, it does have its dog local law 2011. In this document, it limits the number of dogs to be kept on any premises to two, and above two dogs requires a licence for a kennel. Therefore, we consider a reference to a kennel appropriate. Kennels are typically located in rural or industrial areas due to their noise and odour impacts. This actually is highlighted by the examples provided by the proponent following the initial deferral in March. The majority of examples are clearly in light industrial areas. There are no examples of a similar use being located within 40 metres of a residential apartment or office complex. The Parsat case from Belmont, referred to in the officer's report, is located within a light industrial area, at least 150 metres away from the nearest residential land use, and is buffered by adjoining light industrial buildings. In other capital cities around the country, the closest doggy daycare facility is 3.5 kilometres from the CBD. This site is only 550 metres from St George's Terrace. The cities of Belmont and Gosnells have completely different business environments to the Perth CBD and have no high-density residential development. It is disappointing to hear that the SAD appeal for this proposal did not even go through a mediation process to help flesh out these issues before being returned to the city. The Environmental Protection Authority's 2005 guidance statement for the assessment of environmental factors sets out a minimum 500-metre noise and odour buffer from residential developments for kennels. This reference is not contained within the officer's report. It is important to note here that the proposal was only advertised to adjacent properties. Extending this out to 500 metres, as per the EPA's buffer, would likely have invoked a much larger number of responses from dozens more affected properties. As it happens, 16 submissions were received, 14 of objection and 2 of comment. No submitters have openly supported this proposal. There are a total of 29 residential apartments in the Iceworks complex and 9 directly face this site, including my own. Imagine having a kennel with 60 dogs across the road from your house. Your home, a place to unwind and de-stress. This proposal will seriously impact the quiet enjoyment that local residents expect. In addition, residents who are shift workers will have their sleep impacted from multiple dogs constantly barking during the day. The proposal doesn't even meet the Environmental Protection Noise Regulations, which requires hours of operation from 7 a.m. for noise-sensitive uses, not 6:30 a.m. as proposed. Even now, the new gym on the ground floor causes noise and vibration disturbance when people drop heavy weights late at night. We are not confident that the conditions proposed will provide suitable controls over the life of this operation. The Parliament Court office complex directly abuts the site to the south. And Mr. Monaco's tenants include the Mental Health Advocacy Service and Camp Quality Charity Group. They will also suffer reduced amenity from noise of additional cars and dogs circulating within the car park during office hours. Some officers will face the new outdoor bin store and will be extremely close to the bins awaiting collection each week. Imagine the smell of bins full of excrement from 60 dogs at the height of summer, mere metres from your home or office. Why should the city's taxpayers have to fund waste removal for such a use? Air conditioning vents at level with the second floor of Iceworks and Parliament Court. Imagine the smell emanating from 60 dogs circulating through your apartment or office throughout the day. Dog toilets and toys will be hosed down daily into the sewer system, presumably in the car park, further degrading visual amenity. The site has no ability to be landscaped or otherwise screened from view to provide a visual or noise barrier, and this will not attract professional tenants looking for quality office space. As a number of submitters have already raised, the local road network on Murray Street and Harvest Terrace is heavily congested. Both streets are gridlocked between 5 to 6 p.m. While traffic is part of city life, congestion will be exacerbated with the addition of up to 60 dog owners entering off Harvest Terrace, idling their car while one of only 3 employees fixes the relevant dog, disrupting other dogs and potentially creating further noise disturbance in the process. This would be 2 dogs per minute in the evening peak, then they would have to re-enter gridlock traffic. As we understand it, there is no traffic management plan supporting the proposal. It also forces each dog owner to drive to and from the site as no shuttle bus is provided. How practical is this approach? I would hate to think that a dog escapes and gets hit in rush hour traffic. We note that the officer's report suggests the eventual two-way conversion of Murray Street will alleviate traffic congestion. Two-way traffic will not improve this proposal, as it will mean traffic is banked up even further as the additional cars jockey to turn left and right off Harvest Terrace while also navigating the peak hour traffic. The traffic pinch points will be occurring at the same time each day and will mean that there will likely be delays to dog drop-offs and pick-ups outside of the stated hours of operation. Our objection does not just relate to noise, traffic and reduced amenity associated with the proposed use, which would be the immediate effects. It's also about ensuring that there are opportunities for long-term investment to create a vibrant and attractive West Perth for existing future residents and officers. The city has recently released its draft local planning strategy for public comment, which oddly is also not referenced in the officer's report. The strategy espouses a city of villages, and one of its objectives is to create livable urban environments to attract and retain residents, which is strategy P3. Another is to mitigate land use conflicts through appropriate planning controls to protect neighbourhood identity, which is strategy LU5. Clearly, this proposal does not align with the strategic intent for the area set out in the draft strategy. It would establish a new land use conflict and be a blight on the landscape. The City of Perth desperately needs more residents and offices locating into the city to activate this area. How will the city achieve its vision of a high-density, thriving local community if this proposal goes ahead? Supporting this proposal signals the exact opposite, that the city is willing to accept a land use that is inappropriate and ill-conceived. We should not be focusing on short-term proposals over achieving the long-term vision. The proposal will detract from local amenity, it will make it difficult to invite new residential and office tenants, it will hinder much-needed redevelopment of adjoining sites, and will inhibit further investment. It may also attract other out-of-character proposals to locate nearby, thereby compromising the city's vision and ambitions for West Perth. I want to be clear, we're not anti-dog, nor are we against small business and investment in the area. However, a proposal of this type needs to be located in the right place. There are plenty of other sites in rural or industrial areas of Perth that would welcome this proposal. Personally, I have deliberately chosen to live in West Perth for the urban amenity and lifestyle it offers, not to be located next to a land use that at this scale is best suited to rural or industrial areas. We note that the officer's report refers to the potential cost to the city should the proposal go to a SAT hearing. Has the city considered the opportunity cost of allowing this proposal to go ahead, preventing revitalisation of the area for many years? We strongly request that the Commissioners affirm their original decision to refuse the proposal. A doggy daycare centre is inconsistent with the local strategic and statutory planning framework. It is inconsistent with the objectives of the commercial zone. It is out of character with the local area and will have a detrimental impact on West Perth. Issuing a refusal would show that the city has the best interests of residents and businesses at heart and is future focused. The city should also look to revise its planning scheme to explicitly prohibit kennels and similar uses locating in these areas. Thank you, and we would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. Are there any further deputations? Mr. Michael, are you going to speak? Thank you. Any questions, Commissioner Hammond?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. If there are no further deputations, we'll move on. Thank you very much. Mr. CEO, are there any commissioners on leave of absence or requests for further leave of absence this evening?
Yes, Deputy Chair Commissioner. Chair Commissioner Lumsden is currently on leave of absence.
Thank you. We'll move now to item six, the confirmation of the minutes. Would somebody so move that the Council confirm the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 28th of May 2019 and agenda briefing session held on the 18th of June 2019 as a true and correct record? Do we have a move?
So move, Madam Chair.
Thank you, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Is there any discussion? All those in favour? Nil against. Carried. Moving to item seven, announcements by the Deputy Chair Commissioner. I'd like to make three announcements this evening. The first announcement relates to the recent passing of Mr. Max Kay. The City of Perth would like to extend its sincere condolences to his wife Norma and family and friends. Mr. Kay was a City of Perth councillor from 2003 to 2007 and made a significant contribution to the City of Perth and to the broader community. He will be sadly missed. My second announcement relates to a letter of resignation from Mrs. Janet Davidson. Mrs. Davidson has resigned as a councillor at the City of Perth due to the selling of her property in the city. The city wishes to recognise the valuable long-term contribution that Mrs. Davidson gave to the city since first being elected in 1998 and therefore had a 20-plus years of service to this city in roles of councillor and deputy Lord Mayor. The city wishes to record its thanks for her contribution and wish her the best for the future. My third item relates to my attendance on behalf of the city at the Council of Lord Mayors meeting and the Asia Pacific Summit meeting to occur in Brisbane from the 9th to the 10th of July. The meeting is of the Lord Mayors is intertwined with the Asia Pacific Summit meeting and addresses important issues including housing and homelessness and public amenity. For the record, I wish to declare that I'll be travelling on behalf of the city to attend this meeting and represent the city in place of the Chair of Commissioners who would otherwise consider attending. Moving now to the disclosure of members' interests, item 8. Does any employee or any commissioner wish to disclose an interest and its nature in any item contained in the agenda other than the three that have been included in the agenda item by myself, item 13.3, 13.5 and 13.8? Commissioner
through
Hammond.
You, Madam Chair, declare an impartiality interest in the matter relating to Heritage Perth. Given my role as a commissioner coincides with me being a board member for that organisation.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Item 9, are there any questions of which notice has been given, Mr. CEO?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Has any correspondence been received?
As I say each month, lots has been received, but here I've got to actually say no, apparently.
And have any petitions been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And just for the relief of everyone who follows in this chair, we will be reviewing the order of the agenda going forward at some stage. Are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner. In accordance with Section 523(2) of the Local Government Act, should a commissioner wish to discuss the content of the confidential attachments in relation to items 13.3, 13.8 and 13.9, it is recommended that Council resolve to close the meeting to the public prior to discussion of the item. The various reasons for those confidential items have been outlined on the agenda.
Thank you very much, Mr. CEO. Commissioner Hammond, do you wish to have the meeting closed for any of those items?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Neither do I, for the record. We now move to the reports. Would somebody move, please, Commissioner Hammond, that with the exceptions of items 13.1, 13.3, 13.5, 13.8, 13.12 and 13.13 and 13.15, which are to be considered separately, the officer recommendations for the remaining items 13.2, 13.4, 13.6 to 13.7, 13.9 to 13.11 and 13.14 be adopted by the Council on block by an absolute majority. Do we have a mover?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Is there any discussion? I will put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against. The motion is carried. For the benefit of the public gallery, those items have been identified as being passed as per the officer recommendations contained in the agenda. You are, of course, welcome to either leave the chamber or stay to observe the rest of the meeting. Now move to item 13.1 relating to 581 to 583, lots 6 and 36, Murray Street, West Perth. This item relates to the reconsideration of change of use for Level 1 to a dog daycare centre, unlisted use and shop, retail, general use, including minor works and signage. Would somebody move the motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the motion that Council, in response to the invitation of the State Administrative Tribunal, and in consideration of further information provided by the applicant and pursuant to Section 31 of the State Administration Tribunal Act 2004, agrees to reconsider its decision of 30th of April 2019 to refuse the application for the change of use of Level 1, 581 to 583 Murray Street, West Perth, from Scout Hall to a dog daycare centre and shop, including minor works and signage, and as part of that reconsideration determines to affirm its decision of the 30th of April 2019 to refuse the application.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I will second that motion from the Chair. Is there any discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Look, invitation from the State Administrative Tribunal to reconsider this matter was taken seriously and certainly within the spirit of the State Administration Tribunal Act. And I note that the SAT Act is quite specific in that it, even though the need to reconsider this matter was discretionary, that the city should give every best effort to considering all of the relevant planning matters that go into the decision a review, and we can choose either to affirm the decision, vary the decision, or set aside the decision and substitute its new decision. I have proposed that the decision be affirmed after giving considerable attention to the new information that was lodged by the proponent and explained in some detail last Tuesday at the agenda briefing and followed up with details from officers' reports. I have also taken into consideration the very considerable amount of angst that has been demonstrated in submissions received from local residents in relation to the noise nuisance, notwithstanding there were other matters mentioned as well, which I believe could have been managed effectively. In summary, I do not believe that the extra information that was provided and the extra actions contained therein, they did not give me enough confidence to think that there was not going to be a future noise problem and inappropriate impact on the amenity of that surrounding area, and that's why I have come to this decision to support an affirmation of the previous decision.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. In addition to your words, I'd like to add my support to your motion and the discussion around it. This issue has taken up a great deal of time, and appropriately so, because it is such an important planning decision that even with the additional information provided, is of the view that this will detract from the overall amenity of the area with respect to noise and other matters. So I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against, the motion is carried. Thank you. Now moving to item 13.3, Strategic Partnership Agreement, Perth Public Art Foundation. A disclosure of interest has been declared by myself. Would somebody so move the motion? And seconded. All those in favour? Carried. Nil against. Motion carried. Thank you. Moving to item 13.5, this relates to Key Sector Development Sponsorship Study Perth. Again, a disclosure of interest by myself. Would somebody move the motion? Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. And seconded from the Chair. Is there any discussion on that motion? Thank you. I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against. Motion carried. Moving to item 13.8, Heritage Perth Incorporated Transition Plan. This disclosure of interest has been made by both myself and Commissioner Hammond, as we're both members of the board by virtue of being commissioners here at the City of Perth. Would somebody move the motion? Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'll second from the chair. Is there any discussion? No, nothing from me either. So we'll put the motion. All those in favour? Nil against. Motion carried. Agenda item 13.12, preliminary budget 2019-20 and differential rate setting of the annual rates levy for 2019-20. Commissioner Hammond.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to put forward and support the officer's recommendation relating to the differential rate setting and the raising of fees, but I'd also like to add an amended motion in relation to 1 hour free car parking trials throughout the city. And that motion reads as follows, that the 2019-2020 draft budget be modified in order to accommodate the provision of trials for 1 hour free parking zones in designated areas within the City of Perth as follows. Firstly, the budget is to be modified by way of a reduction in budgeted income for on-street parking based upon the estimated foregone ticket machine revenue and infringement income. And this budgeted income is to be offset by adjustments to discretionary operational expenditure budgets and recognition of operational efficiency dividends to be generated throughout the 2019-2020 financial year. The trials are to be conducted in the high street precincts of Claysbrook, East Perth and West Perth, with trial priority being guided by demonstrated evidence of negative movement in commercial vacancy rates. The trials are to be conducted for periods of up to 12 months. A trial is to be instituted immediately in Royal Street, East Perth. Designation of other areas and trials is to follow immediately. The outcomes of the trials are to be measured utilising the following target outcomes: increased footfall and high street patronage, reduction in vacancy rates, improvements in street hygiene and general amenity, reduction in economic leakage from precincts, increased retail activity and turnover, increased land use, retail diversity, improved community activation, and improved community safety perceptions.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I'm happy to second that motion from the Chair. Is there any further discussion, Commissioner Hammond?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the fine efforts of the staff who have really embraced what is going to be a paradigm shift in the way the City of Perth does business. For too long, our parking revenue has been the tail that wags the dog for the city, and this is creating a real problem, particularly for activation in some of our high street areas, where the revenue that we require for our operating activities comes at the expense of quite detrimental parking regimes in these areas. The reliance on revenue for parking needs to stop, and I'm sure with the structural efficiency changes in the city that can be achieved. And at the end of the day, if we can change the financial DNA of the city so as parking revenue is important, but it's not necessarily critical, and we do have the flexibility and the reduced expectations of car parking revenue so as our high street areas can compete effectively with the likes of Oxford Street in Leaderville, Albany Highway in Victoria Park, Hay Street in Subiaco, etc., etc.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Could I just clarify one point with respect to item 3, on the amended motion, the trials are to be conducted for periods of up to 12 months. Is that what was intended?
Yes, Madam Chair. I would anticipate they would all be 12-month trials. Any term shorter than that, it would be quite difficult for landlords, I would anticipate, to secure the tenants that could demonstrate that this one-hour parking was a positive.
Thank you for that. Yes, I agree. I think that this trial needs to be of a length of time where people are able to make long-term decisions and that we track the outcomes of this major initiative. So I'd like to support the discussion around this motion. The High Street driving down, take Royal Street by way of example, for a large part of the time seems very desolate, and I think anything that the city can do in order to trial alternate approaches of attracting activity and business is to be supported. So thank you for that motion.
Thank you for your support, Madam Chair.
I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against, and the motion's carried. Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Moving to item 13.13, this relates to the nomination of commissioners to the Mindari Regional Council. Nomination is required on an annual basis. Commissioner Hammond, would you so move?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Commissioner Lumsden, Chair Commissioner Lumsden, to that role.
And is there any further nomination?
No.
So I'm happy to second on that amended motion that Commissioner Hammond be appointed.
Commissioner Lumsden.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Lumsden. I'm so used to saying Commissioner Hammond. Commissioner Lumsden be appointed. So I'll second that. And is there any further discussion? I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against. Carried. Moving now to item 13.15, this relates to the Delegated Authority Review 2019-2020. There's an absolute majority required on this. Are there any comments, Mr. CEO, that you'd like to make with respect to this motion?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioners.
Thank you. Would somebody move the motion, please, Commissioner Hammond? Seconded from the Chair. Is there any discussion? No. I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Nil against. The motion has been carried. Have any notices of motion been received, Mr. CEO?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And have any items of urgent business been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
So that concludes the proceedings for this evening. Thank you very much for your attendance, and I now declare the meeting closed. Good evening, everyone.